Rhody Santilli steps up. Here's the pitch for McCaffrey. Swung on and missed. 1-0 count quickly here for Mike McCaffrey. McCaffrey looking strong. He struck out two to end the second inning with bases loaded. Still 0-0 here. Ball's outside. 1-1. One one pitch. Same spot as the second pitch. Outside, 2-1. McCaffrey kicks and deals. And that evens the count, 2-2. McCaffrey getting in a rhythm here as he gets right back to the rubber and goes right back to work. McCaffrey deals. Inside. Runs up close to Santilli, and now it's a full count, 3-2. Here's the pitch. This is swung on and going to go over the backstop area here at McCoy, the overhang, and we'll head to the parking lot. That ball's out of here relatively early. Didn't want to stick around. Full count. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. And it swung on, and Brady Chant is there in right field to make the catch. First out of the inning.
Solid piece by Santilli, but it was right at Brady Chant, and he's able to make the catch for the first out. And now Ryan Tracy steps in for his second at-bat of the evening.
Well, Tracy, last time he came up, he ended up striking out. And Tracy's going to throw on a bunt that goes foul.
Wow, Cam. Cam, of course, takes care of a lot of the stats for us, as well as play-by-play and color. But he's got all the stats for almost all the baseball games we've covered. One of the apps he has on his iPhone, so thanks, Cam, for letting us know. Ball runs inside. 1-1. McCaffrey kicks and deals. It's a check swing, fouled, 1-2.
McCaffrey's curveball had Tracy. Tracy lucky to get a bat on the ball, but it was only 1-1 count, so he wouldn't have gone down.
1-2 count, one out. Top of the third, here's the pitch from McCaffrey. High, 2-2. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. Swung and missed. Martellini's going to throw down, and that's a K there, too. McCaffrey strikes out his fourth man of the night, as Martellini had to throw down to Cicciarelli, as the drop third strike rule was in play. Two outs.
Quick two there for McCaff. Still 0-0, top of the three, two outs. And I just want to give a shout-out to a former Hendricken student, now alum, Eric, who led us up here. He works for the Paw Sox, and he granted us this opportunity. Great opportunity to be up here in the box. At McCoy, first pitch to Dandino is a high ball, and back to Stone.
Thank you, Zach, and of course, a lot of Bishop Hendricken alum have helped us out. We appreciate it from all of them. That's a check swing from Dandino, but he did not go around. Ball two. We appreciate Park Ave Duncan as well. Not only did Pete Shepard help us out, and I'm drawing a blank.
Brian Moore,
yes. But also Park Ave Duncan, Max Sweener's dad, certainly helps us out there, as that's ball three.
Also a shout out to the McCoy staff member who brought us hot dogs and hamburgers.
3-0 count. Pitch looked pretty good, but Dandino is going to take a walk down to first as McCaffrey picks up his third base on balls of the night. Shamek's going to step up. Two outs. He walked last time. Dandino on first after being walked. McCaffrey deals. Inside, 1-0. That's right, Zach, as You mentioned, just mentioned it, lefty-lefty matchup here. Shamik, though, throws from the right side, though, as we could see from pitching. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. Pitch looks pretty good, 1-1. This is swung on, belted to center field. Baudelli's under it, and that's out number three. We're going to go to the bottom of the third inning as the Hawks will try to get something going offensively as they've only had one hit through two full innings. 2.5.
And it's still 0-0. McCaff able to pick up 1K and 2 flyouts. Also gave up a walk in that inning, but relatively good inning compared to the last one for McCaff. Kept his pitch count low considerably in that one. Cam, how many pitches is McCaff up to?
Mike McCaffrey is up to 60 pitches as of now through three innings of work.
So I don't think he can go the whole game if he's already at 60.
We were talking about Mike McCaffrey. If he gets some run support here, there's a good possibility he could pitch, despite touching 60 pitches already, that he could pitch at least two more innings in this game. So this is a big inning for the Hawks. If not, McCaffrey's going to have to go into the fourth inning and possibly the fifth inning without any run support. And here's John Willett, the top of the order for the Hawks. And that's ball one. He grounded out to Ryan Tracy, the second baseman, his last time up. 0-1 on the day. Here's the pitch. Strike one, 1-1. Willett swings on this one, and Henderson's there. Good piece of hitting there for John Willett, but Armandi Henderson got under it. Out number one. Now brings up the lefty senior, Ryan Rotundo. A pitcher's duel here so far. Only through 2.5, but great pitching from both sides here. Rotundo swings on this one. It's high. On the line, Doug Harrison, fair territory, makes the catch. Two outs here. And this will bring up John Topa. I'm sorry, Gian Martellini. Martellini has the only hit of the afternoon for the Hawks. It's a single up the middle. Here's the pitch. Ball high. 2 years ago, it was Tom Pannone, the hero for the Hawks, who hit a home run out of McCoy Stadium. Last year, it was Mike King and Eddie Markowski, who was the MVP of the series. And this year, who knows? It's history to be made. But Martellini certainly has done an excellent job this year, as well as the seniors, Rotundo, Chant. McCaffrey, the pitching staff, has done excellent. Here's the pitch. Martellini swings on this one. It's to Lynch. Throws to first. Oh! And Tyler Walsh looks like he lost it maybe in the sun, but it bounces off the palm of his glove. And Martellini will reach base for the second time tonight. Now John Topa's going to dig in.
Walsh trying to make a fashion statement with the sunglasses on top of his hat and not on his face. And that cost the Rams there. And most likely Shemek. He's telling his coach, Marcone, back to the bench, I'm good. But it's going to hurt him later in the game.
I think he might have taken that one to the dome there. I don't know if it hit off the palm of his glove or his dome, but he was rubbing his head in the ump. Everyone was checking if he was all right, so that might have been a dome piece there.
Not at a hockey game, sorry. That's cell phone going off in the booth. Pitch to Topa is a ball. But, Cam, you said this could cost the Rams. It only costs the Rams here if the Hawks can get something going. Two outs with Martellini on first. Topa's got a 1-0 count on him. Here's the pitch. 2-0. But, Cam, I got to reiterate what you said. Tyler Walsh probably should be, especially in that part of the field where you can see from where we are, the sun is blaring right over at him. He certainly should be using those sunglasses instead of keeping them on his head. Now he has them on, exactly. Here's the 2-0 count, the pitch. Swung on, good pitch there. Tricks Topin, he fouls it off, 2-1.
I think one reason he might have had him off there was if the ball is lined at him, there's no sun in the way. So he was hoping that he'd get a better pickup that way, but a ground ball to Harrison or Lynch, the throw over is obstructed by the sun, so it's a really tough decision for him over there.
Topa does the limbo out of the way of that one, 3-1.
Walsh, a hockey player, hockey goalie, sees many pucks coming at him all the time, but he's good, 3-1 on Topa.
Pitch. Topa swings on this one. It's to Tracy, and he bobbles it, and that goes into the outfield. Recovers it though, but Topa's safe at first, second, and first and second now for Dante Baudelli.
Two consecutive errors for the Rams, and Coach Marcone's going to make a trip to the mound to just try to calm his team down, calm Shemek, calm Walsh, and calm Tracy down. All those guys having a key part in these two errors.
Nerves could be a factor for the Rams here. They haven't been to McCoy since 08. While the Hawks, they're looking to three-peat and four-peat. Four-peat. So a lot of these players have been here. Rotundo was here last year, turned the double play to win it all at the end. Martellini and Topa were a part of that team last year. McCaffrey. So there's a lot of experience is definitely on the Hawks side here. And maybe that played a role in those errors. They're a little nervous, and balls just took a wrong hop on them or a wrong path.
Baudelli steps in. Another thing we should mention, too, guys on this LaSalle team certainly want some type of redemption. Doug Harrison was on the basketball team who looked to be the favorite for the state title, and the football team as well. As this ball bounces in front, Perez gets it, ball one. So Harrison has been on the football team the past couple of years when they've lost to Hendrick in the finals, and then this past year where they didn't have an excellent year overall in the regular season, and then they lost to Hendrick at home in the regular season, and he was on the basketball team. And Walsh is the goalie, as Cam mentioned, for the LaSalle hockey team who didn't make it to the state finals this year. Baudelli takes a timeout. Pitch. High, 2-0.
There's some scoreboard difficulties here at McCoy Stadium. It's a shame we don't have Fran working it, because we know everything would be running smooth if we had her.
Here's the pitch. 3-0 now. Fran, of course, always helping us out, her and her husband as well, always making sure we're comfortable in the booth at Hendricken, so thank you for that.
3-0 to Baldelli. He'll most likely take here, and I'll bring up Chant, who had a big spot when he had a grand slam last time. And this one gets away. Martellini's going to take his time over the third, though.
Bases loaded, two outs. Brady Chant. He's the team captain.
He leads the team in grand slams, and the bases are loaded. I'm not trying to jinx anything.
And he is a great situational hitter. He had bases loaded and two outs one time, and the first baseman was playing in for some reason. He blooped one right over the first baseman's head, which scored two runs. First baseman Walsh is playing a little back, though.
Here's the first pitch to Chant. Strike one. Another thing, though, you got to see here, not judging by that pitch, but Shemek has now walked a batter, and his infield has given up two errors, so certainly a rocky part of the ball game here. Here's the pitch. Low, 1-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Out. Strike called, 1-2. Two count, bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the third. Here's the pitch. 2-2. Crowd didn't like it, but clearly outside. 2-2 count on Chant. Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bases loaded for number 7, Chant. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, this one gets by Perez. Martellini scores. 1-0. Hawks take the lead. All the runners advance, and Hawks lead 1-0.
Another blunder this inning by the Rams. That one getting away from Perez, and Martellini easily able to score there, not even having to slide. And now the Hawks lead 1-0 here in the bottom of the third. Two outs. Now Brady Chan only has men on second and third. 3-2 count now.
Here's the full count pitch. Chance swings on this one, and it's driven into center field. Easy catch there for Santilli, but the Hawks get some damage done. Two errors by the Rams in that inning, and a base on balls from Chemek ends up letting and a wild pitch from Chemek allows the Hawks to score their first run of the ball game and the first run for both sides. McCaffrey back on the mound here.
We're going to add the top of the fourth into this audio boo recording due to technical difficulties. So this will include the third and the top of the fourth.
Thank you, Zach, for clarifying for us. One count. Number 3, Ryan Lynch. Ryan Lynch, of course, committed to Marist to play baseball. This is fouled off, 1-2.
And the on-deck batter is Doug Harrison, and he's going to Tufts University to play football.
That's right. Very athletic team here. 1-2 count. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. And strike 3. Ryan Lynch didn't think so. Martellini knew it right away and threw it around. So McCaffrey picks up his 5th strikeout of the night. That'll bring up Harrison, as Zach mentioned. That's ball one. The pitch evens the count at 1-1. Pitch from McCaffrey. Ball in the dirt. 2-1. Harrison swings on this one. It's fouled back. 2-2. Harrison now. 2-2 count. One out. Pitch from McCaffrey. Gets away from Martellini. Full count. Here's the pitch. Hits Doug Harrison. He'll take a walk down to first. That's the first hit by pitch for McCaffrey. Brings up Tyler Walsh. Harrison now on first. Pitch from McCaffrey. bounces in front of the plate, but Martellini there to protect. Cam, I'm going to need your eyes here, but there is some arms going in the bullpen for the Rams. It looks like Santilli, based on his Santilli wears the pink arm sleeve, and that's what's on this young man's arms. Warming up.
His number right now, facing away from us as he's pitching toward his number is facing outwards and facing the other way.
And entering the booth is the one, the only, DT Barron. DT, get over here and tell us what you've taken from the game down on the sideline. But Tyler Walsh lines one into right, and it's only a single. Now that man on first and second with one out, and now we kick it over to DT and get his analysis on what he's been picking up from the sideline.
Well, down there, it's been a spectacular view of the field. I was on the field at one point, but unfortunately, we couldn't get me in the seats. It just didn't work out. But where I am at the edge, it's a pretty nice view. I've gotten many Instagrams, so you can go check that out, at Hawk Sports Network. And give it back to Zach.
Thank you, DT. That's awesome. And now stepping in is the catcher, number 32, Chris Perez. The first pitch to him is a strike. 0-1, one out.
Yes, thank you, Dylan, for helping us out today. Like we mentioned, Dylan is no longer a rookie as he's gone one full year with the network. So congratulations to DT. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. And this is swung on, lifted. Brady Chant and Rotundo out for it. Chant, and Chant falls and can't get it. But with Harrison running, he's going to stay at third. And now base is loaded. Chant could not come up with that ball. He overran it. Now base is loaded. One out. Same predicament that McCaffrey faced in the second he faces now. Base is loaded with one out. Brings up Armani Henderson. And as Cam's mentioning to me right now, Christian Travers is taking a walk out there to warm up. LaSalle fans love it. And here comes Coach Bill Campbell. Hendrickson's finest.
Looks like they're going to try to buy Travers some time so he can warm up and get out there.
LaSalle crowd getting rowdy for Henderson, who now is going to bat once this meeting is over between Bill Campbell and the infield. That was recorded in error on Brady Chant there. A tough play. It was hit very high, and it just fell right behind him. Picked up too much speed running in, and Bill Campbell makes his retreat to the dugout. And it looks like we're going to continue at the top of the fourth here. Bases loaded. One out.
Armani Henderson. Henderson struck out looking with the bases loaded in the second, though, to end the inning. Henderson digs in, wearing number 22. He's the left fielder. McCaffrey deals. Henderson takes a look at strike one. Oh, one count. Here's the pitch. In the dirt, great stop there by Martellini, 1-1. Base is loaded here at McCoy Stadium. The lights have been turned on here. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. Swung on and fouled back, 1-2. Two count, one out, base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Henderson lunges at it. Henderson had a rope right down the left field line, fouled earlier in the game with bases loaded. He went on to strike out. McCaffrey kicks and deals, 1-2 count, and swing and a miss. Mike McCaffrey once again picking up a very clutch K, and now we'll bring up the top of the order, Brody Santilli with bases loaded. McCaffrey picks up his sixth strikeout of the evening. That's the second for Henderson. McCaffrey deals. Strike one. Crowd doesn't like that one.
I think the crowd is reacting on Santilli's half swing, but I think the umpire called it based on the pitch.
Base is loaded. Here's the pitch. Inside 1-1. McCaffrey getting back in that rhythm again. Once he gets the ball back, steps right back on the rubber. 1-1. Kicks and deals. Swung on. This is to Cicciarelli. He's going to have to flip. And he's safe. Mike McCaffrey could not get over there in time to catch the speedy Brody Santilli, and that's an RBI tie game 1-1.
Unfortunate there. A little bit of a miscommunication between Cicciarelli and McCaffrey. McCaffrey, it was a tough ball for Cicciarelli to play since it was a high ground, high chopper down to Cicciarelli. McCaffrey couldn't get over there. Santilli beat him by a half a step.
I wouldn't say miscommunication just because of the fact that was a difficult ball, especially with Santilli being so fast, but 1-1 game now. Here's the pitch from McCaffrey. It's a ball. Count. Here's the pitch. Evens the count at 1-1 with that strike.
In my opinion on that last little chopper by Brody Santilli, Cicciarelli should have ran over to first and allowed Rotundo to come in hot on that one and give him a hard throw, and I think that would have given him a better chance to get Brody Santilli retired. And Ryan Tracy fouls this one off. Count is now 1-2.
Lucky fan catches that ball. 1-2. Still, though, if McCaffrey can get out of the inning here, only giving up one run, and the Hawks, of course, scoring last inning, keeping it the tie ball game. Here's the pitch. 2-2. Mike McCaffrey just strikes 85 pitches. No pun intended. Two count, two outs, bottom of the fourth, here's the pitch, and it's fouled back, sorry, fouled over towards the third base coach for LaSalle. McCaffrey with a big opportunity here to get out of this inning. Here's the pitch. This is swung on and lifted into center field. Dante Baldelli running in, and he makes the catch. Hawks get out of it, only allowing one run, but it looks like that may be the night for Mike McCaffrey.
Now after 3.5, the score is 1-1.